Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC. And you're probably wondering why I'm just kind of on the side of the screen here. We have a full house. Look at this. We have Seth Brickman from QCash Financial. How are you, Seth?
I am awesome, Mike. So good to see you again.
I like this. We're in the third day of this, and he's awesome. Yeah. Can you believe that? We have Mary Beth Spuck from, is it Resource One?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes. All right. How are you, Mary Beth?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good, good. And then last but not least, Mr. Jack Antonini from Nekuso. How are you? How's it going over there, Jack?
Going well.
Okay, good, good. How's the conference going for you guys? Jack, I'll start with you. How's the...
It's actually been really good.
Yeah? Good.
You know, there's so many people here, and it's so great that we get a chance to connect with so many partners,
yep.
So many folks that we want to do business with. And it really just helps that everyone is here at the same time.
Yeah, no doubt.
So it makes it much more convenient.
Almost like 6,000 people here, I heard. So they're
That's
setting
incredible.
Records left and right. So people are very anxious to get back out and see everybody. Mary Beth, how's the conference going for you from the credit union perspective?
Great. I mean, one, it feels like a reunion, right? Being
yeah,
able
always.
To see everybody, but also making connections, new ideas. I've already got nuggets of information to take back home to my credit union. It's just another great conference.
What's the buzz in the hallways? What are you guys hearing? What's the buzz that you got? What are people talking about besides ChatGPT?
I was just gonna say ChatGPT.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here, let me put it into an ask.
Yeah, can you? Yeah.
And tell us whatever.
And it can
about.
Answer us. Yes. What are you hearing, Seth? What are you hearing in the hallways?
For me, it's a lot like the Nekuso networking conference.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's everybody. This is the first time for this year. We're all coming together,
yeah.
Seeing each other. We haven't seen each other since probably November,
mm-hmm,
October.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really just a good chance to reconnect, find out what's new, what's happening in the credit union space,
yeah.
And really get excited about, you know, the direction that we're going.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're talking NACUSO and CUSOs, obviously. So
yes.
What are you guys talking about in that regard? Because obviously NACUSO is right around the corner, Jack. I can't
yeah.
believe I'm like, oh my gosh, did I do my hotel reservation? So I'm in panic mode. But anyways, yeah. So
yeah.
What are you talking about in regards to NACUSO?
I mean, we've got a lot of great speakers going to be there this year. Jerry Rice is going to be.
I know. I'm really excited to see that.
We've got a good group of people that are coming to talk about new technologies. A lot of kind of state-of-the-art developments that are happening, you know, as ways to be able to better serve members, provide more products and services to members, and help credit unions to be able to find non-interest income. You know, that's been a challenge over the years, you know, as interest margins got squeezed. And even though they're beginning to expand,
yeah.
you know, that's still an area of concern. So a lot of good topics and good folks that are going to be there to talk
yep.
about those kind of things.
No doubt. And again, I repeat this all the time, but I just love the vibe at NACUSO because it's such a, there's this startup mentality, this entrepreneurial spirit there. So it's
yeah.
really refreshing to go to your conference and see that there. And it just oozes opportunity, you know, I'm sure you get that from a credit union perspective, Mary Beth.
Oh, definitely.
You're like, oh my gosh, this like a kid in a candy store.
I know. How many things can I take back and implement
exactly.
without my team killing
exactly.
me?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, I can imagine you, that first meeting back from NACUSO, oh my gosh, I saw this, I saw that.
Yes.
Having said that, how do you maintain a focus though on all the shiny red ball syndrome, all the distractions that you could implement at your credit unions?
Well, coming back to the team and being demos and then us sitting it down and prioritizing like what can we implement quick, right?
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the low hanging
yeah.
fruit? And that won't take a lot of time and have the biggest impact for our members.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. And from the CUSO perspective, you're in the mix of the opportunity. So share with us your perspective on that front.
Yeah, for us it's about getting to share our stories with the credit unions. And it's not share our product, it's share our stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's the stories about how CUSOs are making a difference in credit union members' lives.
Mm-hmm.
How we are partnering with credit unions to change trajectories in people's lives.
Yeah.
That's the stories we want to tell. We don't want to tell, hey, I've got this really cool box, you should buy it. what we want to tell is how in partnership we can really be better than banks, and we can care about people and fulfill that mission of people helping people.
Yeah, yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, the stories are what make the world go round, for
exactly.
sure. Yeah. We all have this great widget that'll work great, but yeah, what's the experience behind it that really drives that loyalty and that trust that we're all after, for sure. Yeah. So is that what you're talking about here as well at GAC?
So that's what I'm sharing with QSOs.
Okay.
So, you know, as I walk the vendor hall and I meet these new QSOs, or I meet people that I've known, mm-hmm. and they tell me, oh no, I'm not a member of the QSO, I'm able to help them understand why they should be, and how the NACUSO group, you know, the impact that they're having, whether it's through advocacy or whether it's through education, they're making a huge difference in the credit union space.
Yeah.
And the credit union space needs groups like NACUSO to advocate on their behalf.
Mm-hmm. Not only are we hiking the hill to advocate for credit unions, but we're advocating for QSOs and all those really
Vegas.
Cool... What's that?
We're hiking Vegas.
Vegas. Okay, that'll be interesting.
Yes.
Write me back on that one, how that goes. Where are we hiking to?
Yes. Up and down the strip.
No. There you go. There you go. That'll be fun. Yeah, okay. I got it. So from NACUSO's part of it, I mean, what are you hearing as well, Jack? I mean, because obviously NACUSO is kind of the hub of what makes all this work. So what are you hearing as far as, or even advocating for QSOs and the importance of them?
Say. For us, the big things that we've been talking about while we're here is how can we help further the mission of credit unions through QSOs? How can we help to get folks to understand the value of collaboration? NCUA board members are working on things to further enhance that. They're simplifying loan regulations, making it easier for credit unions to be able to get loans through QSOs, to share them with each other, which can really help smaller credit unions where they might struggle to generate some of those loans.
Yeah.
They can buy participations, and eligible obligations is going to get redefined to where they can buy those again. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of conversations around that. And then the other thing, because of the technology and how it's developing so fast, is we've been talking with NCUA board members about being able to invest in, on a de minimis level, to directly invest in fintech solutions, rather than having to force a fintech to form a QSO so that they can invest in it, you know, have the ability to be able to invest directly, so that way credit unions can have a seat at the table, help to guide how the products and services are developed, and make sure that the member focus is something that is maintained and sustained in these fintech organizations.
And so, you have a very technology-friendly NCUA board,
really,
which is refreshing, because they're really out and about, even talking crypto and all digital assets, that type of stuff. They're going to that extreme, so it's really refreshing to see them out and about, and really I'm kind of even advocating for it on their behalf as well, so it's really cool. And that's a huge part of what NACUSO is all about.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I love that you're here, Mary Beth, because I always enjoy getting the credit union perspective on the importance of QSOs and how you are leveraging them at your credit union at Resource One. Can you share with us how you guys are leveraging QSOs?
And so our most recent experience is investing in the sale leaseback QSO, so which is helping credit unions. Right now we've got liquidity issues, which is impacting net worth issues for credit unions. So a lot of credit unions are able to sell like their headquarters, right? And then they lease back it, right? Which brings in a large cash infusion.
Brilliant.
Right?
Brilliant.
And then the purchase is financed through credit unions who are investors.
Even more brilliant.
Exactly. So 50% of the investors, 50% of the purchase money is investment money, 50% then is loan participation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you have credit unions coming together, you're either an investor or you're participating as a loan. As a lender, and you know, getting a 5% return on that investment.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So just another example.
Leave it to credit unions to do something like that. You guys are so smart. Yeah. I've never would have thought of that in a million years. Never. That's why you guys are where you are. And I'm over here in this orange chair. So I want to give QCash a quick plug before we wrap up here. Tell us what QCash is doing out there right now, Seth.
So, you know, QCash has three core products. We have our life event loan for credit unions to be able to help their members who are struggling with life events. We have our specialty loans. We know credit unions are great at calendar-based loans, whether it's a summer vacation loan or a winter holiday loan. But if you don't have a qualifying credit score, a lot of credit unions really don't have anything for those members. But with QCash, you can now have that product.
Okay.
And then the one that we're most excited about is our financial first responder loan.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw it in full play during Hurricane Ian, where our Florida credit unions were able to have a hurricane relief loan live within 15 minutes while the hurricane was still hitting Florida because of the work they did with QCash.
That's so amazing.
And so we've got a full slate for 2023 of new products that we're going to be launching that we are really excited about. So I can't wait to come back and
we'll
tell you
more. We'll be talking a little bit more this year. I look forward to it, especially at NACUSA as well here in a few weeks. So yeah, good stuff. You should probably talk to Mary Beth. You guys should talk sometime. What's going on here?
She is a future customer.
All right, no, we're just kidding. We're just funding.
They are implementing.
Okay,
right now.
Well, what a coincidence. All right, good deal. All right, guys, anything else to add? Jack, any final thoughts here before
we really
go back out into the wild of the GAC and then
we just appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Mike, and that you do such a wonderful job in helping to get the message out to the industry about new opportunities and ways that we can work better together.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm always happy to spread this word because I'm a big fan of the NACUSO conference because, again, that there's that really cool startup atmosphere there that's really infectious in a good way. So, yeah. Mary Beth, any final thoughts here to wrap up?
And what you guys are? I just hope to see everybody at NACUSO conference.
All right. We'll see you there.
See you there.
You got it. Seth, final thoughts, sir?
I would just say, come learn, network, and you're going to go home in a much better condition than when you showed up.
Yeah.
Other than it's Vegas.
Yeah.
Take that out of the equation, you'll be way better.
Well, at least some of that in Vegas. All right, yeah. And we'll be hiking the strip, as you say, Mary Beth. All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. I know you guys have busy schedules, so we always appreciate your time and your expertise. And we'll see you all in a few weeks.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.